It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we give the latest music and interviews from the bands who make the Jersey rock. And this week is a very special podcast. We're doing it right here from Ocean County Vocational Tech School, where they're getting ready to put on Tech Fest 9. It's rocking the Brick Presbyterian Church on March 16th from 1 to 10 p.m. with a bunch of incredible artists. And joining me here at Ocean County Vocational Tech School are the organizers, Bill Burke and Marianne Fecchetti. Guys, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it, as always. You are a big supporter of us, and we are a big supporter of you.
And you, of course, are no stranger to Jersey Rock. How is it going right now organizing Tech Fest?
Tech Fest is coming along. We're at Tech Fest 9 now, which is great. In the 9 years, we've made like $40,000 towards scholarships, and that's really cool. And this year and every year, we're always blessed with newer equipment. So our entire side stage this year is got a really awesome upgrade. We've got a brand new digital console and a monitor console and a bunch of in-ear monitors and everything. So it's exciting times ahead for us, as always.
Of course, Tech Fest, it's not just a concert. And the money that you make from Tech Fest goes to a very special place. Tell us about the scholarship.
My father, Dennis Burke, started this program back in 1996 or 97. So he passed away a couple of years ago. He retired about 4 years ago, passed away about 3 years ago. So we named this scholarship fund the Dennis Burke Hopes and Dreams Scholarship Fund, because it's not always about having the best grades or the highest GPA, but it's sometimes about having the most talent and the most commitment and a passion. So we want to support that for, you know, the other people that are out there. So we named it after him. And if it wasn't for him, none of this would be happening right now.
I think one of the coolest elements of Tech Fest is that you have students here, not just performing, but doing pretty much every aspect of this. Marianne, how does this affect the student body at OCVTS?
When I was in school, we learned a whole lot. I mean, I know I couldn't do my job today if it wasn't for OCVTS and Tech Fest. I learned lighting and audio, and now I'm a production manager for a different company, all from Tech Fest and OCVTS. And I think that kids going to Tech Club and being part of Tech Fest, they learn a whole lot and they can take away so much from it and do great things.
How could someone enter OCVTS? Do you have to be a high school age? How can you take classes here?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked that, because now that we have the platform, I would like to share some great news with you. We currently have evolved our class, and now we audition eighth graders. So eighth grade kids can apply to come here, and we audition them. And what normally used to be, back in the day, a two-year vocational program is now a four-year full-time program. So we have kids freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior 4 years, and they learn more than they ever had before. So, and with our new audio program, we're articulated with Ocean County College. So as our students graduate here with a high school diploma, they're also going to get an associate's degree at Ocean County College as well. So it's a really cool infused new course that's out there. And we've been the best kept secret for 20 years. I mean, today's your first time here in the studio, which is abnormal for you to not be in your own studio. And now I feel like I'm flipping the interview, but you know, you walk into this facility and you thought it was on a naval base and have never seen it, but what are your opinions on this entire facility in the hour or so that you've been here?
You guys are like Cobra. you're here in this hidden military installation, and from the outside you see all kinds of old hangars and stuff, and you've got your armed guards at the front, and that's really cool. But when you come in here, it's a music studio. So I think it's really cool. We took some pictures. I'm going to take some more. They'll be up on the Jersey Rock page. It's a brilliant facility, and what I see looking around here, and correct me if I'm wrong, a student could come here as a high school freshman or as an eighth grader and come out of here after 4 years and honestly possibly be ready to take on a job in the industry.
Yeah, that's basically what I did. I came here as a dancer and started taking like Tech Club after school, learned a lot about audio and lighting, and I said, this is what I want to do. I never thought I was going to have to choose a path between dance or audio, and I just somehow found a way to infuse the two, and it's great.
Yeah, a couple of like quick success stories was we had kids that graduated high school, moved out to L.A., and they're in the band The Rex now. We had a kid that graduated here from high school and went and works for PRG, Production Resource Group, which is like a worldwide production company. And another one of our students that graduated here took an internship at Juilliard, and they just wound up hiring him. And, you know, so, you know, a couple of recent success stories, yeah, our kids, you know, college is great, but it may not be for everybody. So we do try to give them alternative options for success. Yeah. And it's really cool because the other thing I want to say is we have that brand new school coming at Ocean County College. They're building a $28 million brand new state-of-the-art facility. So as cool as this studio is here now, we were like super nitpicky with the floor plans and had a team of like audio guys and developers here and making sure walls aren't parallel. So our new facility is supposed to be awesome. So I'm stoked for it.
How could somebody find out more about OCVTS?
You can go to the interwebs. We got that OCVTS.org if they want to get more information. And if they want to get more information about TechFest, they can follow us online at TechFest Music. But OCVTS.org, or if you find or see or know of Bill Burke out there, I'm sure somebody has his number or it's on a bathroom wall somewhere, and you can contact me and I can put you guys in touch with the right people. Because as a teacher, I mean, everybody here will tell you this place is great to be here, but as a teacher, I feel like we're supposed to provide whatever we can for kids. So if they want to come here, however it takes, let's get them here and let's get them learning.
Coming up, we're rocking tracks from OCVTS alumni B. Wood, Olivia Beck, and Shoebies. But right now, we're going to rock a band, also OCVTS alumni, who are doing the next Jersey Rock Showcase over at River Rock in Brick on March 21st. And, of course, they're rocking Tech Fest on March 16th. They're on at 8:30 p.m. Tell us about Skyline and what they've done here.
Skyline is another interesting one. I had Jack and Brandon were two killer students in my old two-year share time Votech program. Brittany was a vocalist in the Performing Arts Academy. The two schools, they kind of infused and met in the hallway and through Tech Club and whatnot. And Tech Club's a great way for everybody to kind of meet and greet and get to know each other. And I think if it wasn't for Brandon and Jack, I think they really helped bring out a lot of confidence in Brittany and help make her like a really good front woman of a band. I think if it wasn't for Jack and Brandon meeting Brittany, Skyline would never be here because of the school, which is pretty awesome.
Bill Burke and Marianne Fecketty of OCVTS, Ocean County Vocational Tech School. They do a lot of great work here, and they're rocking Tech Fest 9 over at the Brick Presbyterian Church on March 16th. It's located at 111 Drum Point Road in Brick. Guys, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on another awesome event.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down.
Right now, let's rock a track from one of the bands doing Tech Fest. Here's Skyline on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Michael Rutter from Sunshine Spaz, and you're listening to Tom Haley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Come check out Sunshine Spaz at the Saj stage at TechFest 858, and this is Heavy Hands.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sunshine Spaz with Heavy Hands on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm here at Ocean County Vocational Tech School, B. Wood. See him at Tech Fest going down March 16th at the Brick Presbyterian Church, located at 111 Drum Point Road in Brick, 1 to 10 p.m. A bunch of great bands. It's going to be an awesome event. Brian, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Tom. How you doing?
Totally excellent, man. And it's really cool to be here on your home turf, Ocean County Vocational Technical School. How'd you get involved in this?
There was like an assembly in high school that had the whole vocational program, you know, the mechanic, the graphic design and all that stuff. And the audio recording, you know, section came up and I was like, wow, like I have a band. I've been in a studio and I see these big consoles and I have no idea what they mean. So I should probably learn that. So I signed up and, yeah, it definitely changed my life. I wouldn't be sitting right here, literally and figuratively, musically and technically otherwise.
You have a new album coming out, Learning Curves. That's due out April 16th. Tell us about how that's going.
It's going good. It's all finished up. I'm kind of taking the professional approach and like giving myself time to get the promo done. In the past, I've kind of, once a project's done, I kind of just press send on TuneCore and just get it out as soon as possible. But this one, I'm taking time. I got music videos lined up, singles coming out for Tech Fest, and yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's my first release on my own since leaving my other band, and it's different and it makes a statement. You know, it kind of came from a little darker place within myself. And I definitely learned a lot with it, and that's why I named it Learning Curves.
Of course, anyone listening to Jersey Rock for a long time remembers you from all the work you did with Wicked Hollow. We rocked a number of shows with you, and I'm totally stoked about this new music you have coming out. How could someone get a hold of your new album?
Well, it's going to be on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. I've also got a website out, bwoodmusic.com. You could check all that out, YouTube. I'm trying to be heavy on the platforms this time around. So you could catch it live, and then you could also catch it on YouTube and the streaming platforms.
The track we're doing is literally hot off the presses. You just recorded it in the room next to us. Tell us about Lost and Found.
Lost and Found was originally a song meant for my recently disbanded group, and yeah, it just kind of carried over and was one of those songs that you write and you don't really know where it's coming from or why it's happening, but you kind of just follow it, and then 2 months down the line you're reading the sheet of paper and you're like, wow, this all just came through, right? It came true. So it made sense to put it on the release, and yeah, it's not the first single, but it will be a single for sure.
B. Wood, see him at Tech Fest March 16th at the Brick Presbyterian Church, 111 Drum Point Road in Brick. He's on at 8 o'clock, and don't forget his new album, Learning Curves, is coming out on April 16th. B. Wood, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks, Tom.
Let's rock that track right now. Here's B. Wood with Lost and Found on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Been a long time coming, I know. Been a long time running. Whoa, no, it's been a long dark road. That's for sure. Here I go again. Heaven knows I've been lost and found again and again. Oh, I'm right back on track. Would you like to be my friend? Oh, I know I'm lost again. I know, lost again. I know, lost again. I know. Heaven knows I've been lost for years, buried in sin. No, I'm right back on track. It's never too late to begin. Been a long time coming, I know. Spent a long time running. Whoa, no. Here I go again. Oh, I know. Lost again. I know. Lost again. I know.
Be Wood. See him at Tech Fest March 16th at the Brick Presbyterian Church, 111 Drum Point Road in Brick. He's on at 8 o'clock. And don't forget his new album, Learning Curves, is coming out on April 16th. I'm here at OCVTS with Olivia Beck. Catch her at Tech Fest March 16th at the Brick Presbyterian Church, 111 Drum Point Road in Brick. She's on at 7 p.m. Olivia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
How long have you been a student here at OCVTS?
It is now 7 years. I did the high school program performing part of it, and now I have been doing the adult classes for about 3 years.
Has that helped you with your musical career?
Oh, very much. I would say confidently that I would not have a music career without this place. I actually came into the school for acting, and I met Bill Burke, who is the audio teacher here at OCVTS, and he kind of pushed me in the direction of singing and songwriting, and he definitely brought me out of my shell a lot.
And speaking of your career, you're currently working on your sophomore album. How's the production of that going?
It is going very slow and a lot of hard work, but I definitely think it'll be worth it. This one is definitely more difficult than my debut album because I decided not to stick with a consistent sound. Every song kind of has its own genre, its own sound, using different instruments, equipment on everything. So to kind of get that versatile flow is definitely more difficult than expected, but I think it'll be worth it.
How could someone get a hold of your music?
You can find all my music on iTunes, Spotify. I believe there's some on YouTube also, pretty much all the streaming platforms.
So just search for Olivia Beck.
Yes, and you'll find me.
You're on, of course, 7 o'clock at Tech Fest over at the Brick Presbyterian Church. What can people expect?
Expect some energy and definitely expect not what Olivia Beck has usually done. I think we're working a lot more with guitar work and just being different from what I've usually done, which is more, you know, slow ballad-like things. I would say this is a lot more punchier than my previous music.
Right now we're doing your latest single. Tell us about The Giver.
Giver is a very soulful song that I wrote. Obviously, it's about giving and not receiving a lot. I leaned more toward a bluesy kind of jazzy sound with it. But, of course, talking to Bill Burke and talking to my band, they brought things into it that I never would have expected. And like I said, it's a lot more energy than I ever could have wished for.
Olivia Beck, see her at Tech Fest March 16th over at the Brick Presbyterian Church. It's located at 111 Drum Point Road in Brick. It's on at 7 o'clock. Olivia, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Let's rock that track right now. Here's Olivia Beck with The Giver on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Stop time. 'Cause I'm feeling older now. Ask why. Cold, and maybe I'm just a giver, and I'm not meant to receive, but I can hold my horses. Don't do it with you so suddenly. No. Sitting in my defeat, 'cause I've tried to show him what he don't see in these eyes. And maybe I'm just a lover, and you went and planted the seed.
but he don't need nothing from me.
Olivia Beck with The Giver on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. See her at Tech Fest at the Brick Presbyterian Church located at 111 Drum Point Road in Brick on March 16th. I'm back here at OCVTS with Casey and Dylan of Shoebies. They're on at 9:30 p.m. Guys, thanks for your time tonight.
Hey, thanks, man.
Definitely.
You're currently working on your debut album. We already rocked your EP on the Jersey Rock Podcast and on the On Air show. Tell us about the album and what's going into producing it.
A lot's going into our debut album. I mean, our first three EPs were kind of us finding our sound and discovering ourselves as musicians and artists, and this debut album is going to be the final product of that discovery, almost. We're releasing it with along with a book and a visual album that we're doing ourselves, just to kind of, the book's going to serve as like a backstory to all of our EPs, and then the backstory to the album, because it's all part of one conceptual piece. And then the film's going to serve as just like a visual album. We're shooting everything on like 8mm film to kind of preserve that like nostalgic feel to it.
That's really cool. So you have an actual like physical element to go within what is in a real, it's become a digital world as far as music goes. And people, I think, more and more are looking for physical media. That's why cassettes are back. So I think that's a really cool idea.
Absolutely.
Now, if someone catches you live, of course, they're going to see you live over at Tech Fest on March 16th. What can they expect from a Shoebies performance?
I mean, a lot of energy, a lot of fun. We love putting our, I guess, dance moves and getting it on every time. I mean, we're definitely here for the performance.
A lot of dancing. Yeah. Our live show is a lot different than our recordings, in a sense that it's more dancing. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's so much more energetic than it is, like, in a recording. You can't really capture the energy that goes into the performance. I don't think so, at least, in our recordings.
What's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Shoebies are doing?
Social media, man. I mean, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all of them, Snapchat. You could find us, add us, whatever it is. Subscribe at ShoebiesNJ, all one word.
Track we're doing, you just recorded at OCVTS, which, again, it's an amazing facility. Tell us about Dahlia.
Dahlia, man. Dahlia, I actually wrote summer 2017. So this song is almost 2 years old. We just never really thought we could pull it off because it was a lot different than the sound we were currently making. It's heavily inspired by, like, 60s blues, but we wanted to make it more modern. So the studio version of it, we actually got a gospel choir to come out and sing on it, so that crazy harmonies, really big chorus, really low sub synth bass. The whole album's drenched in synth. So the recording we just did, it's really stripped down to acoustics, just, you know, to try and capture the feel of it, like, raw in its own.
And the song definitely a totally different feel than something from before. That,
like, totally different than anything we've ever released.
Yeah, definitely.
Casey and Dylan of Shoebies, new album on the way next year. Don't miss them at Tech Fest March 16th at the Brick Presbyterian Church, 111 Drum Point Road in Brick. They're on at 9:30. Guys, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us, man.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Shoebies with Dahlia on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
My girl's two times this song, but she got three times this shyness. Go to best one. Girl, you're still on my mind. Am I trying to permissive? Like she said, what is no good? On the run, finger on the gun, 'cause I keep it loaded, baby. Yeah, I keep it loaded, baby, but I ain't got a shoot. No, I ain't got a shoot, no. Girl, she said I'm bad. She said I'm bad. She said I'm bad, but I ain't got it, sure, no. Well, ever since you, girl, you get your money by yourself, think it's funny, don't you, honey? Mother, I dare you to come in close.
watch your step with you. Go, go, she ain't no joke. I got my girl, my smoke, but I ain't got a
Shoebies with Dahlia on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at Tech Fest at the Brick Presbyterian Church, located at 111 Drum Point Road in Brick on March 16th. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter The Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. And thanks to Bill Burke and everyone at OCVTS for being our gracious hosts for this episode. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.